So just one more time for recording purposes, could I get your name and title again?
Absolutely. My name is Colonel Brad Everman. I'm the Operations Group Commander at the 177th Fighter Wing in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
All right. So I guess, first of all, could you tell me a little bit about the Operation Noble Eagle and how it applies to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. So Operation Noble Eagle is a North American Aerospace Defense Command-led operation that essentially provides homeland defense for the United States. And we are one of the players in the interagency defense of the United States. And we'll be providing part of the support for the safety and security of the Super Bowl.
Okay, and what does that consist of? Like, what will you guys be doing in general terms?
Well, it consists of aircraft sitting alert around the country, working with other portions of the federal, state, and local agencies, to include the FAA, Customs and Border Patrol, in some cases the U.S. Coast Guard, and it provides a network of defense assets that can support the overall security mission.
And, in terms of a big national event like this happening in New York, are you guys worried about anything in particular, or can people kind of rest assured that things are going to be okay?
That's a great question. I wouldn't say we're worried per se. I would say we're more vigilant than anything else. All parts of this team are very well trained. I would say we're confident in our ability to do the job, and it's our mission to be ready. But that's what we do. I would say we have a high degree of confidence that we can provide security.
And providing the security, is this something you guys are doing leading up to the actual game too, like in the Super Bowl week we're having?
That's a great question. It's actually something that we do all the time. 24/7, 365, 366 in a leap year. It's something that we do all the time. It's the Air National Guard, the Army National Guard, the Coast Guard, all of the agencies working together to provide that constant defense.
Okay, and is there anything that I haven't touched on or that you wanted to talk a little bit more about?
Sure. I would say the one thing that's probably most important is that you've got this layered defense all the way from local law enforcement all the way through the top levels of the federal government, including several different agencies and the state departments as well, state departments of law enforcement as well, that are working together to provide that that overview of safety.
And how in sync are you guys with local government? How much do you all coordinate from the different levels?
That's another great question. I would say we do it on a daily basis, all the way through the levels of the federal down to the local level. We're very engaged with state agencies, sharing intelligence and sharing the way that we do business, all the way through the local law enforcement as well, particularly because some of the entities that perform this mission, large portions of them are National Guard, either Air National Guard or Army National Guard. And you get a fair amount of crossover, people that have the ability to serve as a National Guardsman, but also serve in other parts of the federal government, which increases that interagency coordination and experience that we have.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add? Anything else that I didn't ask about?
No. I will reiterate one point, and that is that we're ready, and we're performing the same mission that we do day in, day out, just to be here, be vigilant, be aware, and to do our part to support.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Sorry about all the technical stuff, but thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
All right. Thank you. You have a good one now.